And good morning. Coming up on 10 minutes before 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern, I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. Newsweek magazine is out with their annual ranking of the best high schools in the country, and the Gatton Academy for Math and Science at Western Kentucky University tops the list. The Academy's executive director, Dr. Julia Roberts, joins us live now in the studio to discuss that. Dr. Roberts, first of all, thanks for getting up early and coming in this morning. Appreciate having you here. What's it like to be one of the leaders of the best high school in America?
I think it is so wonderful for Kentucky to be celebrating academic excellence. It's been a goal of my career, and I think that it's exciting to be on top.
Yeah, sure is. As you said, it's not just a Gatton Academy honor or a Bowling Green honor, but really a feather in the cap for all of the state of Kentucky.
I agree wholeheartedly to that.
Now, how did Newsweek come up with their list? How are the schools judged?
The metrics that are established for the ranking that Newsweek does is a compilation of looking at number of students going on to college, ACT scores. It's looking at those kinds of rankings, and so they are real specific metrics.
Yeah, last year the Gatton Academy was ranked fifth on the Newsweek list. Now they're number one. Why the change in 1 year up to number one?
I think one of the things that's made the difference is that we had to get the people at Newsweek to see that in addition to counting AP classes, the Gatton students are really taking college classes, which means that's more than the equivalent of an advanced placement class. AP classes are college equivalents. But if you're taking real college classes, it at least ought to count as much. And so that's one of the things that changed a bit in the metrics.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, what the Gatton Academy offers its students that other schools don't or can't.
Well, the Gatton Academy is a residential school for young people from across the Commonwealth who are extremely interested in a career in some science, technology, engineering, math, STEM area, and are advanced students. And so what the Gatton Academy offers is a chance for high school juniors and seniors to take college-level classes, and so they graduate with a high school diploma and a minimum of 60 hours of college credit.
Mm-hmm. Do you think other schools, students, academically gifted students like this kind of fall through the cracks or don't get the attention that they need to keep challenging them?
For a long time, our schools have concentrated on proficiency or grade-level learning, and that is a wonderful goal for someone who has not yet reached it. But for young people who are at that level when they start a school year or beyond, it is no goal at all to reach for proficiency. And it is very important that school leaders and decision makers and citizens speak out about the need for all children to make continuous progress, to learn new things every day, because you can't learn what you already know.
Mm-hmm. It seems most of the attention on schools is focused on the kids who are at the bottom of the academic a tree rather than the top achievers. But it seems there's a mindset for everybody to be the same, you know?
Well, the truth of the matter, it will not help our country if we look at closing the achievement gap by taking the top students down, slowing them down, and bringing others up. We need for all children to be learning every day in school, and we need to be developing our talent.
Yeah, yeah. How many students are at the academy, and how do they get in?
126 students is the capacity. I dream of the time that we expand and have the capacity for 200 students. But since we're a residential school, that means you have to have that many beds available for them. Students apply to the Gatton Academy, and they qualify based on their ACT scores, grade point average, letters of recommendation. They write essays. And it is very important that the Gatton Academy represent the Commonwealth of Kentucky, not just part of it. And to this point in time, 107 of our 120 counties have been represented with a student at the Gatton Academy.
Yeah, it's certainly not just a Bowling Green school by any means.
No, it's really, Kentucky school.
It certainly is. I mean, it's very much like applying to a college.
It is indeed. The Kentucky General Assembly has provided the budget that allows these young people to come, and the tuition, room, and board are paid for. And so it is a very equalizing opportunity for anyone who qualifies.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into also. The Gatton Academy is unique in that sense. It's the only state-supported residential high school for math and science. How did that come about? I know you've... Gatton Academy didn't open its doors just overnight. A lot of work went into it, but a lot of work with the legislature.
15 years ago, it was an idea, and we presented it as a small proposal. We advocated, and 10 years later, we opened the doors, and we have just now graduated the fifth class from the Gatton Academy.
That's something. Number one high school in just 5 years. You see the future solid then with the legislature continuing their funding and keeping the school going.
I certainly would hope so. I would think that everyone would be very proud of what we have accomplished within the 5 years. And, of course, that's wonderful students. It's great faculties who have opened their labs and allowed these young people to do research. That's one of the exceptional opportunities that Gatton Academy students have, is to engage in research at a level that many of them have presented their research at professional, state, and national levels, and several of them have written papers that have been published.
Is it just for students for in math and science?
We want all of the students to have an interest in a career in a STEM area when they apply.
Meaning?
Well, that they see in their future they will be following in a profession that has something to do with science, technology, engineering, or math. Of course, that could be in a full range of occupations. For example, you might not think a lawyer was in a STEM area, but if you were going into patent law, it certainly would be, and that you would need that kind of background, and that really extends into many areas.
A big part of the curriculum also is the opportunity for these young students to study abroad.
We have had a wonderful international component, beginning with our first winter trip to Italy the first year of the Gatton Academy, and now including also a summer opportunity in England at Harlingston, a research opportunity in Costa Rica in January. And as of this year's class, 75% of them have had an international experience during their 2 years.
Again, paid for with state funds?
Not entirely at all. Probably what would have been paid in tuition for that time could be applied to it. But no, that's where families and friends who've made gifts for young people who could not afford to do it.
Now, the number one ranking by Newsweek is obviously quite an honor, but what does it mean now for the future of the Gatton Academy?
Well, I think being number one at anything in the country, and, you know, I have to almost say that very slowly so that I comprehend what that means. Can you imagine how we celebrated when the University of Kentucky was number one in basketball? I would think that the state ought to be celebrating in the same way, to be number one in academics through the Gatton Academy.
Well, I'm a Louisville fan, so I didn't celebrate too much. Dr. Julia Roberts, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And again, congratulations on the number one ranking.
And thank you for the opportunity to share the good word.
You bet.